It's Monday, August 7th, 2006.
Okay, let's begin.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
If you think I'm good, you should have seen the one who taught me.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That was a song called In Love by the band Marine Girls. Marine Girls are a very early 80s band who were actually the first band of Tracy Thorn, who went on to half form Everything But the Girl. So if you like Everything But the Girl, you might like the Marine Girls just for, you know, the sake of being a completist. But otherwise, you might like the Marine Girls anyway, because Marine Girls are pretty solid. If you like that song, you're going to like a whole lot of their 30-track album, which you can get in iTunes for $10. That's only 30 cents per song, approximately. So that's pretty good value. If you like that song, you're going to like a lot of the other ones. Might as well pick up the album for 10 bucks. All right, up next, it's a band that I like to play on The Sounds in My Head a whole heck of a lot. That's right, it's the band The Pipettes from England. And if you don't believe me, listen to their voices, because they're very clearly British. All right, The Pipettes have a new album. It's called We Are The Pipettes, and I bleeding love it. I love every track on it, even the songs I've played before on the show, which are on the album again. You'd think, oh, I already bought this song on a single, you know, whatever. But no, you didn't, because these are different recordings. They sound a little different, a little more dance hall-y, you know, like they're in a big room playing or something. It's got a great sound. The album has a great, great sound. You're going to like it a lot. We're going to listen to two songs. They're not very long, either one of them. The first one is called Because It's Not Love, But It's Still a Feeling. And the second one is called One Night Stand. Check out The Pipettes right now on The Sounds in My Head.
I don't want to hold you.
it's not love, but it's still a feeling. No, it's not love, but my body's reeling to move closer next to you.
Since Sunday, at least 27 deaths are blamed on the heat wave in 11 eastern states and D.C., the earlier heat wave in California blamed for more than 160 deaths. Research presented at the International Climate Conference in Switzerland last week showed that since 1880, the duration of heat waves in Western Europe has doubled and the number of unusually hot days has tripled. In the U.S., the National Climatic Data Center in Asheville, North Carolina, reports that nighttime summer temperatures in the U.S. have been unusually high for the past 8 years. All bad news. Pat Robertson, who has for years denied all of the science that says the globe is heating up. The science never swayed him, but apparently now that it feels very warm outside his own home, now that he personally feels hot, he believes.
People in New York are suffering. All over this East Coast is suffering. The most convincing evidence of global warming I've run into in a long time.
Because people are hot! Pat on the 700 Club yesterday. I'm now tempted, of course, to become a global warming skeptic myself, just so I'm not on the same team as Pat Robertson.
I have not been one who believed in this global warming, but I tell you, they're making a convert out of me as these blistering summers. They've broken heat records in a number of cities already this year. Broken records, all-time records. And it is getting hotter, and the ice caps are melting, and there is a buildup of carbon dioxide in the air, and I think we really need to address the burning of fossil fuels. If we are contributing to the destruction of this planet, we need to do something about it.
Yes, we do, Pat Robertson. And maybe you should think again before blaming hurricanes in Florida on the fact that Disney World held a gay pride day. We'll be right back.
That was Give Me Every Little Thing by the Juan McLean from New Hampshire. That's from his 2005 album called Less Than Human, which I really love that particular song, Give Me Every Little Thing, because it reminds me of the early 90s and listening to KDGE 94.5 The Edge in Dallas, Texas, where they had a great radio station there for a few minutes before it turned to crap. And it just became like everything else on the radio. But back in the early 90s, when it was really great, they played a lot of songs that probably weren't on other radio stations, some that were. But that song, it has a sound to it that just reminds me of early 90s. And maybe I'll do an early 90s Edge flashback show. Maybe I'll do a show like that sometime. Well, anyway. Speaking of the early 90s, do you remember a band called Opus 3? It was kind of an electronic band, I guess, but I think at the time it was called Techno because it was the early 90s. Anyway, they had an album called Mind Fruit. I think it came out in like 91. And there was a track on it called It's a Fine Day, which I absolutely loved this song. It was a song you could hear on the Edge at that time. And, you know, it's a great song. I think it holds up pretty well. So we're going to listen to it. And if you've never heard it before, it'll be new to you. And if you have, you're probably like, why the hell are you playing this? But I'll tell you, it's pretty good. I like it. And if you like the song, you might want to check out some remixes. iTunes has several different versions of this song, not the one I'm going to play, but they have several versions. They even have a vocals-only version where it's just singing and it's nothing else, and there's a lot more verses and things like that. It's on a compilation called Pillows and Prayers Volume 2, which, incidentally, also has the Marine Girls. So, that's just a crazy coincidence I discovered when I was looking into it. But anyway, check this out. It's Opus 3, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was I, Robot and Tito's Way, both by the Juan McLean. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. All right, we'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.